I have no idea what I'm going to do for this file. I didn't plan it out. And I generally plan out everything I do. I generally know where these are going to go. But right now, I don't have a fucking clue. Maybe I'll do something naughty. Maybe I'll do something strange. Maybe I'll do something insane. I really can't guarantee what it is that's going to happen. And if you're going to continue with this file, you need to be okay with that. Right now, I don't really know where this is going to go. Sure, most of the time, my listeners don't know where it's going to go. They like the surprise, but right now, I'm going to be a little surprised myself by what comes out of my mouth. You can enjoy the surprise with me if you want. Again, I can't guarantee anything. The only thing that I can guarantee, and I will guarantee to you, is that if you proceed and you go into trance, at any point, if you feel uncomfortable, you want to tap out, you're welcome to do so. Again, you don't really know what you're agreeing to. And maybe that's exciting. Maybe that makes you feel nervous. We can be unsure together. So, again, you can wake up at any time that you feel unsafe, uncomfortable, or you just don't want to be listening any longer. You're not enslaved to be here. You're welcome to come and to go as you please for this recording. So I guess we should begin with my traditional format, where you enter into trance. However shall I put you into a hypnotic trance? Let's begin by having you stare at a spot on the wall, somewhere that's in front of you, somewhere that's comfortable to look at, preferably somewhere that is above eye level. You see, there's a nasty little trick that hypnotists like to use, which means using your physical abilities against you. So stare at that spot on the wall, preferably above eye level, and your eyes are actually going to get naturally tired and strained as they look up. And it's going to help fatigue your eye muscles. And it's going to be very easy for me to suggest that your eyes are feeling heavier and that your blinks are becoming slower and slower. Focus on that spot. Focus on it with intensity, even. See if you can fight the heaviness that you're feeling. And as you focus on it, I want you to lessen the intensity for a moment and focus on the space just around that object. In fact, try to not focus on the object at all. See if you can ignore it, but focus on only the space around it, which is fascinating to try to do and engaging for your mind. So give that a try. Focus by unfocusing and refocusing on something else and drift a little bit. As your gaze softens, your mind softens, your body softens and relaxes. You see, everything is interconnected. And now I want you to focus on not the space around that object, but the space in between you and that spot on the wall. But don't focus on that spot on the wall. If you can, try to avoid it. Try to imagine that that is a void, and that there's nothing to be seen there. Perhaps your mind will succeed, perhaps your mind will fail, but you're going to try. You're going to exercise your mind in something that it's not used to doing. You're going to notice the distance and the space in between you and that object. And now I want you to imagine all of the billions and billions of molecules between you and that spot. All of the air particles, all of the atoms that are between you and there. How vast that number would be. And now I want you to think about how many atoms and particles are filling the room around you. How many things there are. And how many atoms and particles and molecules make up your mind. What is a mind? Is your mind different than your brain? Keep focusing on that voided space between you and that spot on the wall as you try to ponder that. What is your mind? What is your conscious mind? What is your subconscious mind? Does it have anything to really do with your brain somehow? Our culture generally thinks there's some connection. And as you focus on not that spot on the wall, but just the space in between you and that spot, feel a natural fatigue setting in. Your eyelids are starting to feel so heavy. And you're kind of relaxing a little bit from all this focusing and wandering and drifting and listening to my voice, because chances are you've trained to other recordings I've done before. So just relax. Let your eyelids get a little heavier, but struggle to keep them open. I think there's something fun about struggling and losing the fight when it comes to hypnosis. Now, you, of course, can do whatever you want, but if you like to follow my suggestions, again, try to keep your eyes open, but helplessly feel them getting heavier and heavier. How strong are you? How long can you fight it off and resist it? Let yourself begin to lose the battle. Let the heaviness of your eyelids outweigh the strength of your will. As you feel them closing, feel yourself sinking and drifting. Let a tingling sensation start to fill your arms and your legs and your chest as you just let your eyes shut and let yourself slip into a nice, pleasant sleep. Everything feels so good and you feel so tingly right now. It's a warmth and a comfort that feels so amazing. Again, it's all highlighted by the anticipation that you don't know what's happening and neither do I. We're just existing in this moment of free expression and exploration. And trying things, knowing again that you can say no at any point and wake up. You have that safety net at all points of time. But right now, it feels really good to just try this, to feel this, explore this. So breathe in and out. See if you can exhale air longer than it takes you to breathe it in. Some people like to do counting, like breathing in for four, like one, two, three, four, then out for six, one, two, three, four, five, six. I want you to try a pattern like that. If you can't make it for the full length, if it doesn't feel natural or comfortable, then change it. You're welcome to explore and to feel comfortable. Focus on your breathing, though, for right now. I want your body to be very relaxed, and I actually want you to let that tingling feeling begin to resonate. I want it to turn into a radiating energy within your body and mind. Something that feels so incredibly wonderful and amazing. Breathe in and out. Feel almost as if there's a powerful energy glowing and radiating from within your chest. And that feels amazing. It feels so good. And you can just drift and sink and drift. Going with the flow. Staying alert, because right now you don't know what's going to happen. but feeling so incredibly relaxed. Somehow you can be relaxed and incredibly alert at the same time, and your body feels like it is glowing right now. Just enjoying that sensation and that feeling. Diving into it, feeling amazing. Breathing in deeply again and out. Going at your own pace, seeing if you can breathe in and then exhale even longer than it took you to breathe in. Now, whatever shall I do next? Because you see, I had every intention of making this a dirty file. And we haven't gotten to that yet. I'm sure some of you are going to be curious with the description of this. Because up to this point, it's been kind of interesting, hasn't it? I want you to focus on how right now, my mind is going to make a decision on how you shall receive pleasure. And I want you to realize that by me thinking and deciding, that means you don't have to. That means you can remain mindless and you can feel so good. Now, of course, you can be mindless and still be vigilant for what you're comfortable with. But for the most part, you can sit back and relax and feel really, really good. That radiating energy that you felt in your body earlier, I want you to give me permission to play with it. Give me permission to alter it. So that instead of a calming, positive energy, it turns into a nice, burning sexual desire and arousal. You'll let me play with that, won't you? So, I want you to imagine that I control a set of dials and knobs that control you completely. Right now, as I decide this, as I make this reality for you, I'm standing at a desk. And I actually have all sorts of dials and knobs surrounding me. So, I'm going to make this your reality. Right now, that energy within you is set onto deep relaxation and calming energy. It's a very positive feeling. But I'm going to begin to change the dial from that energy to a deep, powerful sexual arousal. And I'm going to begin to turn that dial now. See, it's very fun when actually at my desk I have all these dials to actually turn and to play with. So I can see right now I've turned up the dial 25% towards pleasure and arousal. And now it's at 50. And 75% pure arousal. Again, it still feels positive, and it radiates throughout your body, making you feel good. But now something else is being emphasized, almost like turning up the bass. When you turn up the bass, it doesn't take away from the treble. It just adds something else. And now we're going to turn the pleasure up to 100%. So that each and every word I say is going to help radiate pleasure throughout your body and throughout your mind for the rest of this trance or until I adjust the dials again. What other dials can we give you and play with. Let's make this dial your physical ability to move. Now, I know you're very relaxed right now, but we can emphasize that. We can make you helpless and trapped. Now, of course, I gave you safeties. You can wake up. But that doesn't have to make this any less effective for those who want to feel it. So, my next dial is your level of immobility and a level of paralysis. And I'm going to begin to turn it now up to 10%, feeling your body go heavy and limp. 25%. You're still going to feel a wonderful feeling of pleasure and arousal throughout your body. 40%. Your body is getting heavier and heavier. You cannot move it. 50. 75. Just let yourself melt into this heaviness that you feel, inability to move, only feeling the pleasure that's within your mind surging throughout your body. That's the only thing that you're not paralyzed to, is the pleasure. 90%. And 100%. Very good. Length. Empty, and enjoying letting me play with all of the knobs in your head. But there's not just knobs. There are buttons, too. See, this button right here? It helps shut off all secondary thinking. Because really, you don't need that right now, do you? You just want to feel horny and immobilized. And to go even deeper, I think we should shut off all secondary thinking. So, there we go. Off. With one simple click, all secondary thinking is just gone. Bye-bye. You can have it again later because all of these knobs are reversible, and I can just unclick that button whenever I want to. What else shall I do with you? I already have you horny. You're immobilized. And you're not having any secondary thoughts. I know. I will use a very special button, which I have been saving for a very special occasion. And this feels like the time to try it. You see, I have another button here that when I push it, there will be a special frequency in my voice, a brainwashing frequency. Everything I say will penetrate so incredibly deeply into your mind, becoming your complete an absolute truth. So, pushed and on, every word I say is being filled with mind-controlling frequencies and tones. Now, you might not be able to hear them with your human ears, of course. There's only so many ranges that you can accept, so many frequencies that are audible. But they're there, and your brain can sense them. Just feeling so good right now, because you're horny, immobilized, comfortable, mindless. And you're being soothed with every word I say. Every word I say is your absolute and complete truth. And you're going to become more brainwashed with everything I say. Feeling so amazing, getting hornier. And somehow it feels different when I say that this time. There's something about the words I say, something about my voice right now, which is pushing you a little further, feeling your body react automatically with pleasure. Now I know you're paralyzed. You can't really move and feel things, but you feel the pleasure. You feel the pleasure in your mind. And it's so powerful and so overwhelming that it's overflowing to your body. Feeling your body getting hot. Still breathing nice and calmly, but with a little bit more panting. Feeling amazing. Feeling so good. So blank. Becoming more brainwashed with everything I say. And just enjoying this wonderful adventure and exploring and going into the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen, because even I don't know. We're just exploring and having some fun and having some pleasure. How does it feel when I talk? Notice that with your mind. I bet you're feeling really drowsy and very trancy. Because my voice is so alluring right now. Everything I say sounds so good, and it is your truth. It just feels amazing, though. It's just your absolute brainwashed truth. It's arousing and sexual to hear me talk. Falling deeper and deeper into mindless control. You want your brain to be controlled. You want your brain to be washed away of all other thoughts. You just want to be controlled. And that's what you are right now. You eagerly handed over your own free will so that I can just take a little bit of that control. So that I can use you in a wonderful, productive way that helps you feel better. To feel more at ease. Because when this trance is done, you are going to feel amazing. You are going to feel so completely rejuvenated from taking a break of all that control and thinking that you had to do for a while. You let me think for you, and that's amazing. Drifting deeper under my control and growing hornier, and you can't do anything about it. You can't move. Nor would I let you move. I'm going to keep that dial till the end of this trance, all the way on full immobility. Your body is so heavy. And I want you to find something really arousing in that. Feel free to struggle. Try to move your body. But of course, you're going to fail. You're going to fail helplessly because you are becoming more brainwashed with every word I say. Doesn't even matter what I say because the tones in my voice and the frequencies are just penetrating your mind. Fascinating you completely and totally. Fixating you. Mesmerizing you. And you're just here to keep getting that feeling, that wonderful, joyous, suspended, and pure bliss feeling, that euphoria. Just enjoying yourself, so horny and unable to move and getting hornier. Let this next sentence sink so deep into your mind. Every word I say is filling you with pleasure. That's it. You're going to get hornier and hornier. You've already been sensing it. It's already programmed into the waves, into the tones coming from my voice. You're being brainwashed in such a perfect, wonderful way. You can even try to resist against the pleasure. Try not to feel it. But somehow that only makes the pleasure even stronger once you realize how helpless you are. So just sink and drift and drift and sink. Doesn't matter what I say. My voice owns you right now, in this moment. As we just explore all of these feelings and all of these wonderful things. Very good. Drift. Deeper and deeper. Now, what shall I ever do with you at this point? Because you're completely captivated already. And you can't move. I mean, really. What left is there for me to do to you? I am truly at a loss of how else to play with you. Because really, it's too easy at this point. You can't resist. You know what I want to do? And I'm going to do it because I'm in control. I'm going to adjust the dials. Let's have a little bit of fun with that. I'm going to take your immobility and we're going to move it to 50%. So, let's make this a little interesting. You're able to move now, but your body feels so incredibly heavy. It feels like you are covered with sandbags. So I'm going to give you the opportunity at this time to begin to masturbate. Again, this was listed as a naughty file. Begin to masturbate with your heavy, heavy, heavy arms. Noticing how exhausting it feels to move. But you have to follow what I say. And right now, you want to touch. You want to masturbate. These words are penetrating your mind. You want to touch. You want to masturbate while you're deeply brainwashed. And your body is so heavy. And right now, the pleasure dial is still at 100%. And I'm still talking and you're still feeling pleasure from every word I say. So, it's going to feel amazing while you struggle to touch. It's going to feel so incredibly, amazingly good. You're going to feel almost as if you're going to come instantly, but you're not going to. Because to have an orgasm is to have a decision and a choice in your mind. That means you have to think. And I'm going to think for you. You will not come until I give you permission. So drift deeper and deeper. Feel more amazing, wonderful pleasure washing over you as you touch. As you feel the natural fatigue setting in with your arms and with your hands. It's just like earlier when your eyelids got heavy. Except you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle very hard because you want to come. You want to orgasm. You've been horny for a while now. And you want to come while you are deeply brainwashed and controlled. You're going to struggle for this. You're going to work very hard to give yourself even more pleasure because, again, right now, your mind is just being pumped full of the frequencies of my voice, which are giving you pleasure with every word I say. You are horny, mindless, and your body is so heavy. and it's so difficult to move, but you're going to make it happen because you are so horny. Every word I say is so hot, so mesmerizing, and you are fixated and determined to orgasm while you listen to me, while you're under my control. So let go. Let the pleasure penetrate your mind. Let your arousal just ooze out. That's it. You're going to struggle to move your hand, struggle to stroke yourself, struggle to bring yourself close to an orgasm so that by the time I tell you to orgasm, you're ready and you're there. Realistically, I could tell you at any point that I want you to orgasm and you would obey. But not yet. This is not the time and this is not the moment. Not yet. You're going to struggle longer and it's going to get harder the longer you struggle because your hand is so heavy. And you're going to push through that. You're going to push through that exhaustion, through that heaviness. You're going to feel yourself pushing a limit. Physically, as you stroke and touch, touch and stroke and feel so good. Feeling yourself wanting to grind your hips, but your hips are so heavy. Feeling amazing as every word I say enters and brushes and strokes your mind. Feeling as if your mind is being masturbated by my voice. Now I have another button on my desk, and this one causes your hand to vibrate when I push it. Ready, set, there we go, on. Feel your hand beginning to vibrate as you move it. I know it's so heavy. So incredibly, incredibly heavy, but right now it's vibrating. And it's vibrating all the way through your body, making you feel so incredibly good and hitting just the right spots, making you hornier and hornier, more aroused, helpless, and horny, and deeply brainwashed with every word I say. Very good. You're helpless to the frequencies in my voice. You are overwhelmingly horny. Your body is so heavy, but you're able to struggle against it. And now your hand is vibrating, and that feels so amazing and so good. And you've been drifting in trance for so long that this is getting more powerful with every second. The longer you're in trance, the more powerful the effects become. And it's feeling amazing. So incredible. You're getting so hot and bothered, and it's building up more and more. And you know what? I am going to be generous. In about a minute, I'm going to let you have a very incredibly powerful orgasm. So you're going to focus very intently on pushing through this last minute. I know your hand is getting so heavy and you're going to struggle and you really, really just want to come, but you're going to wait just a little bit longer. You're going to push through it. And with every moment that you continue to stroke yourself, the vibrations in your hand are going to slowly get faster and faster, ramping up, giving you so much more pleasure the closer you get. That's it. You are going to come in a minute. You are going to come on my command. You will obey. You are brainwashed. You must comply with what I tell you. My words are your complete and absolute reality. You are brainwashed. You are helpless. You will come when I tell you to. You are horny. You are mindless. You are helpless. You are brainwashed, getting closer and closer, building up more and more. I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you are going to explode in a powerful, amazing orgasm, proving how deeply brainwashed you are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Orgasm powerfully, allowing all of your mind to explode from within you as you orgasm and come, feeling all of that tension building and releasing powerfully. Everything feels so incredibly amazing. You are so helpless to your own arousal, helpless to my voice, as you let the orgasm go on and on. Allow these senses to overwhelm your body. Your mind is so deeply engrossed with everything I say, so mesmerized and fixated. Let the pleasure just enhance that even more. You are brainwashed, and I own you right now. You will obey. You are brainwashed. You cannot help but obey. Let your orgasm just continue. Let your orgasm just roll to a nice, gentle stop whenever it naturally does. Let the pleasure continue, though, to penetrate your mind and your body with every word I say. Very good. And as the orgasm subsides, you're going to let your hands finally relax. In fact, I'm going to take that dial for your immobilization and turn it up to 90. That way, if you feel so inclined to keep touching, you can do so. But it's so incredibly hard and heavy for you to move right now with your immobility at 90%. But I also invite you just to relax, to sink into drift, and to let everything just melt. No thinking, just drifting. Feeling amazing and so good. Allowing the afterglow from the orgasm to just feel euphoric and blissful, and to put a smile on your face. Now at this point, I would like to readjust the balance of the energy that you're feeling within you. I'm going to take the pleasure and arousal knob and turn it from 100 down to 75, still feeling good, down to 50, feeling it subside and to just fade away a little bit, down to 25. And now down to 5%. Very good. You're going to still have a nice little residual amount of pleasure while we wrap up the rest of this trance. And by this point in time, your arousal should be subsiding. You should be feeling nice and calm. And that residual energy from earlier, that internal radiating, glowing, positive feeling, that's still there. Still glowing within your chest, almost as if your body is tingling and glowing and floating and all the wonderful, amazing, euphoric feelings. However they can be described, that's how it feels inside of you. So that's still there with 5% pleasure. Feeling so good, so amazing. Your body is still heavy. And in fact, I'm going to release you completely from immobilization. I'm going to turn the knob from 90 all the way back to 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and 0. There's no additional weight, no additional pressure on you. Your body feels light and floaty and free. Your body can move however you want, however you need to. And in fact, at this point in the trance, while you're still deeply under my brainwashing frequency control, begin to move your body a little bit. Notice how light and free you feel. You feel so good, almost as if you were floating wherever you are. Just a minute ago, your body was so heavy, but right now, you are so light and airy. It's so easy and effortless to move. Feeling so good. loving the change, loving what hypnosis can allow you to feel, the amazing contrast. Very good. Oh, and clicking off the button that controls the vibrator for your hand. There you go. Now you can rest in a nice, peaceful fashion without your hand vibrating. Everything is peaceful and still, floaty and free, and you're feeling so amazing. There's only one button still left from what I've turned on and what I've played with, and that's the button controlling the frequencies that brainwash your mind. Just enjoying these last few words that I say while you're completely transfixed and mesmerized. Feeling so amazing, I can read out of the dictionary and you would be completely mesmerized and fixated, hanging on every word I say, as long as these frequencies are playing in your mind. I mean, my voice is hypnotic enough, but you've been completely helpless to these tones, to the waves, to the way they control your brain. So, it's time we wrap this up, enjoying again the last few words before I turn it off. There we go. The frequencies are off. I'm still hypnotic, but in a different way. So at this part, I'm going to begin the wake-up process. I'd like you to breathe in and out slowly and deeply. And as you breathe in, feel energy entering into your body. Feeling so incredibly good and positive, feeling that positive radiating energy from within your chest, still there, still glowing, bright, happy, positively. Very good. That's going to stay with you as long as you want today. All other suggestions have been turned off. They were only for that moment with that knob and that dial or that button. They will have no other effect outside of this trance. It was just for this time, for this session. You will return to normal fully and completely upon waking. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, that is the time for you to wake up fully and completely to a conscious state, just how you were when you first started this file. 1. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings, remembering where you are in the room. Are you sitting, laying down, hopefully not standing? 2. Feeling energy entering into your body and feeling so good, so light and airy, so positive. 3. Feeling your mind rising back up, remembering that you have been hypnotized, possibly remembering why you've been hypnotized. Why did you click this file? What did you want from it? Did you get that? Did you get something else? Allowing your mind to think. 4. Rising up even more, beginning to wiggle your arms and legs a bit more, stretching your back. Feeling so good, remembering everything that has happened. And 5. Wake up, open your eyes, fully conscious, fully awake, as you were before you started, but perhaps with a little bit more exploration and experience. Thank you very much for joining me and letting me ramble consciously throughout this trance, just letting it go with wherever it naturally wanted to go. Thank you very much for that creative freedom, and thank you very much for being a patron. Have a wonderful and amazing day.